He is Frank Caliendo, the world-famous impressionist, comedian, actor, and he's at Punchline Philly on Thursday. We're glad to have him. I'm glad to see what he's got up his sleeve today. Frank, how you doing?
Great. How hard is Tyrone working? He introduced himself to me 6 times.
Did he? Well, he wanted you to know who he was.
He just sounds like he's trying to do 50,000 things.
He is. He's a master. Cool, he's a man. Yeah, the computer crashed during the break. He's telling me.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. Okay, so that's what
I called him, and he just seemed completely. He's like, I was like, yes, let me give you this number. Call me back if I got it. So it was great. He's a great. I don't want it to sound like I'm complaining. That's probably all you guys hear in Philly. We haven't won a Super Bowl since last year. Is that what they call it?
Exactly.
Tonight?
And which is where I'm going to lead you here. All of a sudden, Frank, the city of winners, the Sixers make a run right after the Eagles win the Super Bowl. And now, you know, the Phillies are in first place. It's a completely different climate. So I'm curious to know how you approach that as a comedian.
Well, I just look at it like compared to other cities. Well, you look at Chicago, you listen on Chicago radio, it's like, remember in 85 when we won the Super? They're still back there. The 90 Chicago Bulls were the best team that they've ever played. That's where they're living. You guys are upset because you haven't won since the last championship and a season hasn't even been played yet. So, Charles Barkley, that's just terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, Charles. What do you think Charles would think of this complete evolution of Philadelphia sports?
Get over you guys. You guys gotta get over yourself. Worry about Markelle Fultz being able to shoot anything. Markelle Fultz could not hit a glacier with the Titanic. That's how crazy it is.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're worried about that right now.
that's actually something you should be worried about.
Yeah, we are worried about that. Yeah, we're also worried about, I don't know, you don't do Ben Simmons. I wonder if you do any of the Kardashians. We're worried about Ben in Hollywood now. What's up with that, Frank?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems it went really well for Tristan Thompson, didn't it?
Yeah, poor Tristan.
I don't know, but it was funny because at that NBA championship, my wife went up to, I don't know which, is it Khloe Kardashian? Because we were there and my wife's from Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And she went up and she got around her security and got pictures with her. So
really?
I don't know how my wife did it. But meanwhile, I'm over trying to talk to Charles. He's like, is your wife taking a picture with Khloe? That's crazy.
Are you going to frame that? Are you going to put that on the Caliendo wall?
I don't know. And my wife was amazed at how made up Khloe Kardashian. She's like, she was wearing a ton of makeup. What do you think they do? You think they're natural? No, that's like they're canvases that people paint on. That's all they are.
So, Frank, this routine that you have to do now, and you're back on the scene. I assume like the impressions have to continually evolve, and people are used to the great ones that you always do. But like, how do you decide what new ones you're going to do?
Well, see, that's the whole thing of this tour is I'm still doing some of the impressions, but I'm moving. I'm doing a lot of other stand up because it's so hard to come up with new impressions. You're trying to come up with different people, and everybody's programmed to so specifically now the demographics of one person are not the same with another. Everybody's got their own Netflix stream that they're watching. So, yeah, it's gotten so hard that I've just started talking about family stuff while still keeping in the sports. The sports impressions that I do are mostly talking about running into the people there's really some simple stuff like Terry Bradshaw commercials. Nothing is better than a Terry Bradshaw commercial because halfway through it, you go right there, and that's where everybody went home, gave up, and just let him do whatever he wanted to. You know, that's like, and the fact that Terry Bradshaw does highlights is always amazing to me because every time he does highlights, like, I missed it. How does he have a job? And then his commercials, like the best commercial is the shingles commercial, which is a virus, right?
Right.
It's contagious. And in this commercial, he knocks on somebody's door. He's like, I'm Ted Bradshaw, and I have shingles. Let me come in your house, sit on your couch, and tell you about it. How about you tell me from your car on your cell phone in a hazmat suit? Could it be any worse? Like, I'm Ted Bradshaw, and I have tuberculosis, TB for TB. No, I'm Ted Bradshaw, and I have Ebola. Let me come in your house and bleed out of my eye sockets for a couple seconds. Who lets him do this stuff?
Frank, you do Morgan Freeman. And Morgan's been in a little hot water lately. So I wonder, right?
Now you're hitting on exactly, Mike, you're talking about exactly why the impressions are so difficult.
Yeah, because you can't go there anymore, right?
You can. Well, you can. You have to figure out how to do it. Like Bill Cosby, and I'm not going to do a Bill Cosby impression, don't worry. But 10 years ago, Bill Cosby was the safest impression in the world. He was the greatest storyteller. Donald Trump was not president. If I'd have told you 10 years ago Donald Trump was going to be president and going to, you know, cause there was going to be so much controversy, you've been, and who's his vice president? Vice President Hogan? Let me tell you something, brother. Vice President Hogan's over there with Vladimir Putin dropping the leg in a steel cage match. It's going to be incredible. Think about that. And Morgan Freeman played God. And we thought of him that way, right? Mm-hmm. And whenever he was in the movie, he played God. I talk about this in my act. He played God. And to the point where when he died, he'd be up in heaven, you like, be like, well, God, how do you think I did? God looked back and be like, I thought you did pretty well. And now it'd be like, God, well, how do you think I did? And like, well, you did pretty well in the movies, but there are some things we need to talk about. So you find a way, for that, because people want to hear that stuff. And I think there's truth to that. And that's where I'm trying to come on a lot of this stuff is the truthful stuff. But, you know, to the two things you said today, that where people get in trouble and, you know, a president, once they're not president anymore, they're not relevant either. It's just, that's why I started working on this other material, and I just started pulling from my own family and some of the stuff that's been, you know, when I coach flag football, this is a thing that's tied into me and the John Madden stuff. When I coach flag football, these other coaches I coach against think that I'm John Madden. They come up to me like, can't wait to tell my friends I beat John Madden today. Like, you didn't beat John Madden. I'm closer to Steve Madden than John Madden. What are you talking about? And then they want me to do it. They beat our team by 40, like, do a little John Madden. I'm like, here's a guy who takes you sports a little too seriously. So it's that kind of stuff and pulling from those real life things.
No, that's usually the funniest stuff when you pull from real life things. But
yeah, because people can see how pathetic I actually am.
I wonder if you've worked on doing Putin. Because now you got a Trump Putin summit that you can do, and Putin, see, Putin doesn't speak, so it's hard to get him. But that would be hysterical. You doing Trump with a Putin summit?
Well, Vladimir Putin Tang is coming over here right now. He's doing it. Boy Who Cried Wolf Blitzer is over there. Fake news. He's the CNN, the O'Douls of news. It's just terrible. I don't know. I try to stay away from actual politics of it and just talk about the. You know, I watch Trump, and he's the only guy I've ever seen describe a word with the same word. He'll be like, that's tremendously tremendous. You can't do that. That's not fair.
Let me ask you a quick sports questions on the way out the door here, because I know you're a big sports fan. Did the Eagles repeat? You better say yes, or your Thursday night you're on.
What was I thinking? Yes, absolutely, 100%. I was thinking how many times. You know,
of course.
LeBron, not
all right,
four,
so the Eagles,
five,
the Eagles repeat.
That was the stupidest pause I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, for the people going to Punchline on Thursday, the Eagles repeat, according to Frank Caliendo. All right, Sixers, do they get Kawhi?
You know what? I hope so. I'd like to see the Yes. I know how to answer
these. All right,
yes.
Sixers get Kawhi. Do the Phillies get Manny Machado?
Absolutely. Whatever. Yeah.
All right. That sounds.
I say Kawhi goes to the Phillies. Let's do that. And
all right, Kawhi's going to the Phillies. All right, and will anybody talk about the Flyers on Sports Talk Radio?
Does anybody?
No, it's tough. it's been really tough for the Flyers. All right, listen, Frank, it is Punchline Philly, Thursday night. What time do you usually you take the stage? You probably got 7 warm-up acts for the
No, I've only got one. I've got one guy, maybe. I think it's only one guy probably doing about 15, 20 minutes. I'm not sure of the showtime. It's either 7:30 or 8 o'clock. FrankOnStage.com and PunchlinePhilly.com have the ticket information.
All
but
right.
FrankOnStage.com.
Now, was this the place, Tyrone, that Hannibal Buress got in trouble in Punchline? Or not trouble, but this is the same stage that he outed Cosby, Frank.
Oh wow! I'm gonna be outing somebody there this Thursday night. I'm gonna start some controversy.
Yes.
See what I can.
You might as well, and you get on one of the celebrity roasts if you do that.
You know, I still can't believe I paused on the Eagles question. That was the stupidest move ever.
Right. Frank, great talking to you. Have fun at the show.
I will, definitely. Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is. Frank Caliendo on the Comcast Business Hotline. He's at Punchline Philly on Thursday.